This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The NCAA just announced Wednesday it is canceling Division II and III championships. Regular games are still on for now, though that could change soon. Some schools have opted to postpone games because of the pandemic. The economic effect of canceling or postponing college football events is felt not only on campus, but in the surrounding communities. From KCUR in Kansas City, Greg Eklin reports on two small towns where football means business.
Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, lemonade, root beer.
Joe's Diner in Baldwin City, Kansas, got a lift this summer in the midst of the pandemic when it reopened. In the fall, it serves a lot of patrons who come for football played at Baker University. Baker is in a one-stoplight town of less than 5,000. April Strawn, the manager of Joe's Diner, says she's glad Baker is moving ahead with a delayed fall season. But if there's a spike in positive tests, forcing a cancellation?
It'll be awful. It would be absolutely awful.
Especially since the Baker Wildcats have been on a roll with five straight appearances in the NAIA, or Small College, playoffs. With social distancing in a small stadium, Baker Athletics Director Nate Hauser says some people will be left out.
The potential of, you know, not having our family at games is going to be something that's going to be very, very different.
If Baker reaches the playoffs again, the NAIA announced that postseason football won't start until next spring.
Go Cats!
Those are Bearcat fans at Northwest Missouri State in Maryville, a town of around 12,000, less than 3 hours from Baldwin City. Enrollment at Northwest Missouri State makes up about half the town's population.
Anytime you can take 5,000-6,000 kids who are come into town and with the spending age, and they'll go to the restaurants, the bars, the grocery stores, the T-shirt shops.
That's T-shirt shop owner Jim Gerken.
That's a huge influx of cash and also operating capital, tax money, income, and when they go, it's you see it.
Now, Northwest Missouri isn't scheduled to play its first game until early October. It's something. But because games are starting late with limited crowds this fall, small college football towns around the country will still feel the pinch. In Kansas City, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.